We specialize in energy savings performance contracting for the public sector, specifically cities and counties, where we go in and find ways to significantly reduce their utility operating expenses to fund project improvements. The program utilizes guaranteed savings where we come through and identify opportunities to make those utility and operating cost reductions. And those savings that we come up with guarantee, we send a report to the state every year. So if we fail to deliver the savings that we forecasted in our proposals, we have to write a check to the city for the difference of what we guaranteed to save them versus what we delivered. And we've got a $1.6 million guarantee annually at the city of Hammond.
That's great. That's great. How did Mayor Tom McDermott Jr. Come across Leopardo Energy?
Well, we reached out to them. So we started with we had meetings with their finance department. So we started out having meetings with them. They gave us the authorization to allow us to look at ways to reduce their utility operating costs, and then we came back to them with a report. And then at that point, they got the mayor involved when they were able to see some tangible evidence of what we could provide for them.
That's right. Now, when you take a look at projects like this, what have you done so far, and what is Leopardo Energy going to be doing in the next few months or so, at least over the next year or so, to determine where these energy conservation savings can come?
Well, we've already done that. We've already identified where the savings are going to come from. Now we're at the stage of actually we're in pre-construction right now, and then we'll be starting project execution very soon. But it'll come from we had identified 13 buildings for upgrades to their lighting systems, so interior and exterior lighting, as well as HVAC and building automation control upgrades, as well as city-owned streetlights and making improvements to the vehicles to run an alternative fuel to reduce the fuel costs and maintenance costs associated with the vehicles.
Now, any of these buildings that you folks have already looked at and are on the project are well-known buildings or well-traveled buildings, so to speak, for the city of Hammond?
Yeah, it's the Civic Center, the fire stations, the post department, parks department, public works department. It's pretty much every building they own and maintain.
Wow.
In the city outside of City Hall. It's the only building that we're not doing at this point.
Okay. Does this energy conservation program extend out to, say, the street department, where, for example, when it's time to replace lamps along the city streets, the curbs and sidewalks, that maybe we'll be looking for different types of more energy-efficient lighting, like LED lighting or things like that?
Yeah, we're converting all the city-owned street lights to LED.
Oh, wow. Well, for people that aren't aware of the change that they'll see, that they haven't noticed already for some cities and towns here in Northwest Indiana that have already made the change, what will pedestrians and motorists see in the difference between the sodium vapor lights and the older lights and the new LED lights?
Well, we actually tested some lights. So there was back in, it was either January or February, we had put some LED lights up on one of the blocks in Hammond and let people see them, and the staff selected which type of fixture they wanted to use based on, I believe, feedback from not only the staff but from the community as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you've been working primarily with the city of Hammond on the project now, or any other opportunities that the citizens and local contractors that might be able to get involved in some of this energy conservation work, finally get a chance to meet with you folks and make them talk about it.
Yeah, we've already done that. We had a pre-bid meeting a couple weeks ago, and local participation was included. There were multiple contractors there, so we will be utilizing local contractors for all of the trades.
That's great. That's great. What do they seem to say about some of the things that you're proposing?
Oh, they're excited. From my feedback, now I haven't had as much interaction with them as our project management team has, but all the feedback I've heard has been good, because these are the nice thing about this program is we're able to make needed capital improvement in the buildings as well as with the streetlights, make these improvements by utilizing savings that they're already budgeting for. So we're reducing the amount of money that they'll be spending today and reallocating those savings to pay for these improvements, so it doesn't impact the taxpayers at all. So it's a great program.
We're talking with Rob Volrath, who is with Leopardo Energy, which is based out of the Hoffman's Estates, Illinois. It's a company that does a lot of energy conservation research and planning for communities like, in this case, the city of Hammond. They're engaging in a very, very extensive and very ambitious energy conservation program that's likely to save millions of dollars over at least the next decade, maybe longer, in what the city has to pay out for electricity and other utilities as well. What kind of timetable do you folks have now, since you're in the project stage now that you've got people, contractors interested in this? What's the changeover likely to happen?
Yeah, I mean, the anticipated timeline is, I believe, 10 months from now. Mm-hmm. Everything will be done now. I'm not the project manager on it, but it's 10, 12 months from now, the project will be completed.
Wow! That's going to be an opportunity for the public to actually see not only brighter street lights and more clear to see traffic ways, I guess, in the region, but also these people that work in the buildings in particular are going to see a chance to maybe have a little cooler, a little warmer in the winter months. It's going to be a big change for them, I would imagine.
Yeah, you'll notice the difference when you step into the buildings when this thing's all completed. Just the indoor air quality will be dramatically improved.
That's great. Now, besides working with the city of Hammond, has Leopardo Energy done any other projects here in Northwest Indiana that they might notice that people would say, oh, this is something of note? They've seen what's happened in these other locations, and here's what they can expect to see in Hammond.
We haven't done any other projects in Lake County, but we've done projects all across the state. We've done projects in Illinois, Ohio, all throughout the state of Indiana, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of a mess contractor.
So you're looking forward to be able to expand here in Northwest Indiana?
We're having preliminary conversations with other communities. I just, none of them have gotten to the point where they're as far along as Hammond has.